Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. You know that DNA, the molecule in cells that contains our unique genetic code, is inside of animals. But you might not have known that it was floating around in the air. Neither did most scientists, until a recent study was published. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with the lead author of the study in question, Dr. Elizabeth Clare, who's an ecologist at York University in Toronto, Canada. She explained, "I had been asked to write a document on how environmental DNA can be used to monitor biodiversity in the future. I listed soil, snow, rain, honey, even spraying foliage and collecting the water that runs off. I then said, and air, and went looking for a case study I could describe. I was very surprised that there really were none." She learned that Queen Mary University of London, where Clare was affiliated at the time, had a funding source for high-risk, high-reward ideas, and she proposed a project on sampling environmental DNA, also called eDNA, in the air. She said, "We were surprised to see that people were talking about it, but it had not been tried, so we decided we should do it ourselves." At the same time as Clare's study, a similar study was being carried out at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark. HowStuffWorks also spoke via email with Dr. Christina Lingo, whose name I hope I'm pronouncing correctly, a study author and a researcher there, who says her fellow University of Copenhagen researcher, Christine Bomung, came up with the idea. Lingo said, she wanted to apply for a Danish research grant called Velum Experiment, which supports crazy projects that may not work, but if they do work, will revolutionize the research area. She then thought, and I quote, "This project has to be totally crazy, like trying to detect animal DNA by vacuuming air." She got the money for the project, and we were able to try it out. Don't worry, this is not a case where one team is fighting against the other for credit. Indeed, the fact that they were independently successful validates both studies. It turns out that animal DNA is all over the place, and knowing this can be a helpful conservation measure, especially where both endangered and invasive species are concerned. Claire's team collected environmental DNA at the Hammerton Zoo Park in the UK, using a low-powered pump fitted with a filter. She said, "It's a bit like making coffee. We hope the air goes through and the DNA is caught." Of course, with a coffee maker, the water goes through the filter and the grounds are caught. The team detected 25 different species of animals, such as tigers, lemurs, and dingoes. They even collected environmental DNA from animals hundreds of meters away from their testing site. The Copenhagen team also used filters attached to blower fans at the Copenhagen Zoo in Denmark, but in another sample, opted for a water-based vacuum that sucked up the air particles, then filtered the water to retain the DNA. Through these methods, the team found evidence of 49 animal species in the area, including fish, birds, reptiles, amphibians, and mammals. Both the English and Danish teams also picked up the environmental DNA of chickens, cows, horses, and fish, which are used for food for the zoo animals, as well as environmental DNA from animals that lived outside the zoo, like squirrels and hedgehogs. The results of both studies were published separately in the journal Cell Biology. At this point, you might be asking yourself if this is more than just a cool party trick, but the potential is huge for animal conservation efforts. Lingo said, "By having a new method that allows us to monitor vertebrates in a non-invasive way, we can hopefully help monitor invasive species and even endangered species that are sometimes difficult to monitor due to their low population density." It'll be a minute before this really takes off in conservation circles, though, because environmental DNA research is still in its relative infancy. First, the Copenhagen team wants to repeat the experiment in different areas, since their initial experiment was done inside a zoo. Lingo said, "We expect that it will also be possible to do it everywhere, but that is the next thing to do. We want to know what happens in nature." At this point, it's unclear how animal DNA gets into the air. Claire said, "It may be any source of biological material, sloughed off skin cells, bits of hair, feces, urine, even from breathing out, potentially. We simply do not know. Environmental DNA is only defined as any DNA we collect that's not directly from a tissue source. We have no idea how far it can travel, how quickly it accumulates, how fast it degrades, and what weather or location factors might alter this." Further tests, she says, will flesh out the concept to a much greater degree. Quote, "This will help us figure out how we can actually deploy this method in the real world to sample biodiversity." Today's episode is based on the article, "Scientists Can Suck Animal DNA Literally Out of Thin Air," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Aaliyah Hoyt. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos,
You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.